God loves you so much and is ready to reveal himself to you if you let him in. I'm actually glad that you've asked these questions.
Wow, that's amazing. How do I let him in?
Life's too short and precious to live without purpose. Be that friend who leads someone to Christ. Radio Christian Voice, your home since 94.
The time is 13 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
So I needed to send money to my sister Malawi, and I needed it to get there fast. No delays, no complications. Then I used Ecobank Rapid Transfer. I sent money through the mobile app, and just like that, it was there instantly. No waiting, no stress, just quick, safe, and reliable transfers across Africa.
Send money across 33 African countries in real time with Ecobank Rapid Transfer. Ecobank, a better way to send money across Africa.
Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority to investigate abused funds under school feeding program. Government urged to strengthen transport safety systems following withdrawal of SI number 76. And South Sudan to hold elections in December as fighting rages on. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority ZPPA has taken interest in how procurement under the school feeding program is being conducted following reports of alleged abuse. This follows recent developments in Mukoshi District of Central Province, where the Anti-Corruption Commission SEC arrested four individuals over corruption allegations linked to a school feeding program contracted value at more than 1 million kwacha. ZPPA Director General Gloria Ngoma said, although the school feeding program is not strictly mandated to use the electronic government procurement EGP system, all procurement processes under the program must comply with established procedures as outlined in the ZPPA Act. This is an area of interest of ZPPA because the resources being used are public funds, and the authority will monitor how procurement is being conducted and address any irregularities, said Ms. Ngoma. Meanwhile, Ms. Ngoma has expressed satisfaction with the growing number of procuring entities and suppliers utilizing the EGP system for tender advertisements and submissions. She noted that most public entities have embraced the platform, adding that more work still needs to be done to ensure that all public procurement is conducted through the system. Ms. Ngoma further revealed that ZPPA is in the process of upgrading EGP system to enhance efficiency and improve customer service delivery.
We do have an annual program which includes different institutions that are earmarked for follow-ups and for assessments, and this is what we follow. However, where we see that there are issues that are coming up, issues that are topical, things like the new feeding program, ZPPA is going to take a keen interest to ensure that we follow up and see how this school feeding program is being conducted.
The Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, ZAFOD, has urged the government through the Ministry of Education to honor its commitment to employ 10% of persons with disabilities in the upcoming teacher recruitment process. This follows the announcement by Minister of Education Douglas Siakalima that government has reserved 10% for persons with disabilities in the 2026 teacher recruitment exercise. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Organization Federal Director Justin Bakali expressed concern that on several occasions the Minister of Education does not meet the allocated percentage despite having a large number of qualified applicants. ZAFOD has observed that at times the ministry does not meet the stated 10% despite having a huge number of persons with disabilities who apply as teachers, said Mr. Bakali. Mr. Bakali stressed that failure by government to adhere to the allocated percentage will increase the number of persons with disabilities resorting to street begging. He has since emphasized the need for the ministry to stick to the allocated percentage, stating that this will enable them to be independent and self-reliant.
What we have observed is that sometimes you find that the ministry is unable to meet that 10%, despite having huge numbers of persons with disabilities who apply as teachers. Want to urge government that they should really stick to that and ensure that the correct people are the ones that are employed. Because employing persons with disabilities will enable them be able to live their independent life and also be able to contribute to national development.
The Commuter Rights Association of Zambia CRAZ has urged government to prioritize investment in safer transport systems following the withdrawal of Statutory Instrument No. 76, which had restricted public service vehicles from operating at night. CRAZ President Aaron Kamoti says the success of lifting the restriction will depend on the preparedness of the country's transport sector to ensure passenger safety. Mr. Kamoti emphasized the need for government to invest in critical infrastructure such as efficient street lighting, well-maintained roads, and enhanced traffic law enforcement. He further called for increased deployment of security personnel at major bus stations to safeguard passengers, especially during night travel. The withdrawal of SI No. 76 highlights the need for government to prioritize infrastructure development and strengthen road safety systems before fully implementing such measures, said Mr. Kamoti. He noted that while lifting the statutory instrument has the potential to promote local businesses and stimulate economic activity, the safety of passengers and drivers must remain a top priority. Mr. Kamoti stressed that both commuters and transport operators require adequate protection, adding that any policy shift in the sector must be supported by strong safety and security frameworks.
Making full implementation of extended or night transport operation a risk. The safety of commuters must come first. Poor road conditions, inadequate street lighting, and weak traffic enforcement expose passengers and drivers to accidents and crime, especially at night. The withdrawal of the SI 76 invites the need for government to prioritize infrastructure development and strengthen road safety system before introducing such measures.
The Lusaka City Council LCC says works for the rehabilitation and upgrading of Lusaka City Urban Roads project is progressing well. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the project includes the rehabilitation of township roads to bituminous standards aimed at improving road quality, durability and accessibility across the city. Ms. Mwamba says under this project, 3 lots have been earmarked for the rehabilitation and upgrading of township roads, translating to a total road length of 40.1 kilometers. The scope of work for the project includes the installation of streetlights, construction of drainage systems, development of pedestrian sidewalks, road markings and other related infrastructure improvements, said Ms. Mwamba in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. She said that so far a number of roads have been upgraded to bituminous standards, with a few road works still underway for completion, including Main Street, Simon Mwansaka Pwepwe Road, Acacia Road, Fred Joe Garden Road, Los Angeles Boulevard, and Kamanga Kapwe Lyomba Road. Meanwhile, Ms. Mwamba said that works on other roads, including Chila Road, are currently underway, with construction expected to be completed within the next 2 months.
The scope of work includes the installation of streetlights, construction of drainage systems, development of pedestrian sidewalks, road markings, and other related infrastructure improvements. So far, a number of roads have been upgraded to bituminous standards, with a few road works still underway for completion. These include Main Street, Simon Wansaka Purple Road, Acacia Road, Fredjo Garden Road, Los Angeles Boulevard, and